There's been a lack of a coherent policy to address the seriousness of the problem, partly because we haven't fully understood it. We have not made the case for the seriousness of the problem. The problems have been dismissed as being too infrequent or just a stage that kids go through. Initially, in the beginning of the 20th century, it was the juvenile courts who dealt with these problems. Then, child guidance clinics were established. It's interesting that after World War II, we found out that so many young adults weren't qualified to serve in the military because of mental health problems or other challenges, and returned requiring treatment as a result of the experience they had. There has been a greater focus on mental health. In fact, the first act that Congress passed after World War II ended was a National Mental Health Act. So there's been a lack of coherent policy that continues to be there, but there's at least a greater recognition now of the seriousness of the problem.